The Ministry of Defense of Ukraine informs that the number of conflicts between various units of the occupation forces is increasing due to inequality in the attitude of the command. One of the battalions of the so-called Union of Donbass Volunteers suffered heavy losses during the fighting near Avdiivka. The unit took its wounded to the hospital in Rostov-on-Don. However, the hospital staff refused to provide medical aid to the wounded because the unit did not have the status of a regular armed formation. After all, the Union of Donbass Volunteers was formed according to the program of voluntary mobilization of the Russian Combat Army Reserve, BARS. In all such cases, doctors refer to a direct instruction of the command. Also, a conflict situation is brewing between representatives of the Russian armed forces and mobilized from the territory of the LPR, DPR, as the Russians abandoned the mobilized at positions without any support or help during the retreat. Therefore, the losses in the units sometimes reached 100% of personnel. Among the personnel of the occupation contingent, information about the losses suffered by the Russian armed forces during the escape is being discussed, in particular, the fact that they left more than 200 military equipment units in Kharkiv region, including T-72B3M, T-80BVM, T-80UE tanks, BMP-2 fighting vehicles, self-propelled howitzers, and vehicles. At the same time, it is noted that the largest amount of equipment was left in the territory of the repair base near Balaklia. Natalia Toleb.